sholos taklas shadecha. What does that mean? Dvarim shein b'nei adam oimdim aleim elim kein nichsholim b'em yeshdim taklas yadecha. Means things that normal people don't know unless first they make mistakes. You know about it already. So Rashi, dvarim shein adam oimed b'em al buryon oimrim kichosim. Azay, when you start learning, you don't always say the right pshat right away. How do you get the right pshat? If you said one or two pshatim that are wrong, you made a nichshol, then you come out to the emes pshat. Sometimes you have to say something two or three times before you come to the right way. B'shibush, the first two or three times you learn it, you make mistakes. There are times that Torah doesn't say clearly. You have to understand it. So the first time you learn it, you may make a mistake. The second time, the third time, you come out to the klokai, to the emesik of shat. So you're telling these people, you already know the emesik of shat, so you be our leaders. Elo so he said, so the answered back, no, we're not ruggle, we're not such big Talmid Chachamim. That's what the answered back means. We're not ruggle to be in the Beis Medrash. And ye say losh and shvua. The chayne wam lasisa shem lakecha layeya chayvish layeya mechayvish yatzman a beisa medrish. The beisi ain lehem ain lechem vi ain simla. Means shein biyadi le mikra vle mishna vle gemara. Okay, so they answered back. These people answered back. They didn't lie. They didn't say yes to big tamid chachamim. They answered back. You know what? We don't know that much. We're not tamid chachamim. Le mikra vle mishna. We don't know mikra. We don't know mishna. So Kopan and Luchur, you see, they were anshi amona. They were trustworthy people. They were anshi amona. They didn't lie. They could have lied and said that we'll be the cuts and we'll be the leaders now because we are Tamid Chachamim. They answered back, no, we don't know enough to be the leaders. So you see, the people acted erlich there. For the Gemara name, umimai dil mashani hasim sto rai they acted erlich. Their hair's different. Di oma luhu garmirno omrule emalon. If the guy would become the leader, so what's going to be? We appointed you the leader because we now know you know everything. The next day they can come and ask him a shayla, and the guy is not going to know and make a big fool out of himself. So that's why they said we don't know. Really, they would lie. No, here it doesn't pay to lie because it would be caught the next day. So here it's different. Shani Hossam, the Amalu Gamirno, if they would have said we learned, Amalu Amalun, they would ask him, let's hear, teach us what you learned. So they made a fool the next day. So maybe that's why they didn't lie. But not Mukhrat, they were Anshi Amona. And if the Gemara, Hevile Lemeima Goma Vashachach, no, they could have gave a teretz. They could have said, Metchila, we learned. We don't know how to tell you right now, we forgot. But about, they didn't say like that, they said right away, we did not learn, that's called Anshi Amona. So I call upon him, you see, there were Anshi Amona, Elastika people, Bishach the Churban Abayis. And the Gemara, Maila Yeya Chayfish Klau, what do they have to answer to say we didn't learn at all? So Rashi, my loyeya chovish, my do alemis, shloyog abateira. No, the people didn't lie, they were anshi amona. They answered back that we were not yogei abateira. So you see, they're telling the truth. And for the Gemara lekashion, kan bedivrei teira, kan b'masa matin. Hey, bedivrei teira zat Rashi, hoyu ne'monim v'yei mishal l'masheker, enechnami. There were people, b'zman, beis hamidosh, b'churban arabayis, that still acted truthfully, when he asked if they didn't know how to learn or not. They answered, yes, we don't know how to learn. That way, they were anshi amona to tell them the truth. But it came to masaman to do business, it was missing the anshi amona. People didn't do truth then. They were sheker, they were robbing, they were stealing, they did ribbis, they did things. They didn't tell the truth about masaman. That was called of the anshi amona. That was one of the reasons why the churban abayis was the people lost their amona in masaman doing business erlichkeit. It's tremendous meter to be an erlichyid. You always hear people give you brachas on erlichyid. You think it's nothing. What's an erlichyid? It's a tremendous thing. To be an erlichyid is a tremendous thing. That's called anshi amona. It means everything you do is truthfully. You don't try and jip the guy. You tell the guy the truth and business and everything. It's called anshi amona. Mishnah Baita. Matzilin sal mole kikrois. Baita, if you have a fire in your house on Shabbos and you want to save food and take it outside, so how much can you save? You can save a sal, a basket, mole kikrois, full of breads. Even though there's 100 loaves of bread in this sal, and the chura, it's more than 3 sudis. It's enough for 100 sudis. Still, you're allowed to save it. By the eagle shall dvela, who then you could save a nice eagle, that's usually a big pie, made out of dates. Made out of figs, shall dvela. Who then you could save a big barrel full of wine. Rashi, the eagle showed the veil shu godol. There's a lot of figs there. Still, you're allowed to. It's even though the Mishnah before said you could only save mazon gimel sudas on Shabbos, you could only save the food for gimel sudas. Here it says you could even save more. So Gemara will talk about why. Because here it's in one tircha. So about it's in one barrel. It's in one basket. So as much as you can put into one basket, you could take out. Now before the Mishnah talking about you don't have a basket. Now you want to stop and carry out different pieces of food. So you're allowed to carry out of the house to matrich yourself only kedei mazon gimel sudas. Only what you need to eat for the Shabbos. And the svar was, because if you're going to matriach yourself to try and take out more, we're afraid you'll get fatumut and you'll put out the fire. You'll like forget today is Shabbos, you'll be starting to worry about how to take all the things out of the house. So you start to put out the fire. Therefore, Rabbanu made gzeira, you're not allowed to take out too many things out of the house if you have a fire in the house on Shabbos. No, mazon gimel sudas you have a hetzer. That's mutter. You can tell people in the gate, I have a lot of food in my house. You can tell them, see, come in, I have a fire in the house. It's going to be burnt up, so you might as well come in and take it out yourself. And Agav, here we're only matthew to take out to a chotzer that's merevis. You have an erev chatzeris. So there's no issa hoitzur. There's only a shal. The Rabbanon don't want you to be oisik and carrying out things on Shabbos, because we're afraid you'll forget about Shabbos and put out the fire. So they're only matthew to carry out things that you need for the Shabbos. So mazon gimel sudas you're allowed to take. And the rest you can't take, but you're allowed to tell other people, come and you also take some mazon three sudas for yourself. Now, if these other people are smart people, they'll make a cheshbon achra Shabbos, like to tell them, this food really is hefker. It's going to be burnt up. It doesn't belong to you. We was eicher in it. So lechur, it's our food now. And after Shabbos, you give it back to the Baal HaBos, you'll charge him for it. Say, pay me a little bit of money for the schar I did. So you want to be a pekeich, you could charge the Baal HaBos for what you're doing. If you want to be smart and ask wages, like you're a workman, you're allowed to do it. And the Chiddush is not called Schar Shabbos. We'll see the Gemara why. To where can you carry out these breads or these develas on Shabbos? You have a fire in your house. How far can you carry it outside? Davka lechotz hamarevis. Only to a chotz that has an erev chatzeris that there's no yisur hoitzur. And the Chiddush is that the Rabbanan Stamazai said he can't take out more because we're afraid you put out the fire. But what you need to eat for Shabbos, mazon gimel sudas is mutter. Then Beseiru Aimer af l'shein merevis. Then Beseiru is mekel here. He'll even to a chos that's not merevis. Still the Rabbanan will mat you to take out a mazon gimel sudas. And we don't pass on Ben Beseiru. We only pass on dafkets mutter to a chos that's merevis. It's only by svarim, by kid, we give first mishnah the parak. By kis v'akodesh, we have svarim in the house of bizoyin hakodesh, of bizoyin hasefer. You're allowed to save the sefer even to a chutz that's not merevis. But here it's not bizoyin; it's just you want to save your food. It's only mutter carried out to a chutz that's merevis. Ulesham moitzia kol kli tashmishoy. You can take out all your kli tashmishoy. Vaytetrashi shetzrichem leliyosei yain. You're going kaisas aktunyas. You let it take out your dishes, your plates, your spoons, what you need to eat for this Shabbos, what you need, you let it take out also out of the house. You need a chair, carry a chair outside a table. It's anything you need for this Shabbos, you let it carry out of your house. Veloivish, kolma, shayokoluvish. Aye, what about all your clothing that are upstairs in the house? You let it wear your clothing outside. Veloivish, kolma, shayokoluvish. Veoitev, kolma, shayokolatev. You let it wear, put on as much as you want. Trashi, Rashi doesn't say anything in this. So here the Chiddush is, Lechura, for Achila, Roni, Matthew, what you need for the Shabbos. Here, carrying out clothing, Mashman is no schum, according to Tanakama. You can carry out as much clothing as you want. And Lechura, the Chiluk is, that here we're only Matthew to carry it out wearing it. We're not Matthew Stam carrying out the food, carrying out your clothing. So since there's a hecker, like you realize today is Shabbos, that's why I'm not allowed to carry my shirts out. I can only wear my shirts outside. Therefore, Rabbanan didn't make any tanai. How much? You can take as much as you want. Take out your whole wardrobe and carry outside. And not carry it, you have to wear it. His leivish kol mashiach luvish v'yotav kol mashiach latif. Rabbi Yisayim no yud ches kelim. He says you're only allowed to wear 18 clothing at a time. And we'll see in the Gemara of Isaac, these are the 18 clothing that were shchiach for you to wear. Your socks, your shoes, your underpants. Or we'll see in the Gemara. Only yud ches, but more not. Rashi Yud Ches Chelim. Rashi Meforish Lubi Gemara. She came Derech Aleishim B'chil Yachin. That's a shtega. Sometimes in the middle of the week, a person will go out with these 18 clothing. Avot Tvei Mihachi. More than 18, loy, it's awesome. According to Rav Yossi, you can only save these 18, more not. After you carry out these 18, that's it. You're not allowed to like undress outside, then go back in again, put on new clothing. That's also according to Rav Yossi. Only according to Tanakam you can do that. Rav Yossi, Yom Yudchas Kev, that's all. Now, V'choyze V'loivesh U'moitzi V'yoymel Acherim Bo V'atilu Imi. So Lechura, this is like Tanakama then, that you are allowed to go back into the house and take out more, take out as much clothing as you want. And you could tell your chaverim also, Boyo Vatzilu Imi, come and save for me. So it's a chiddush, we'll see in the Gemara. Here it says, Hatzilu Imi, save the clothing with me, for me. Before by the food it said a Loshin, V'yoymel Acherim Bo V'atilu Lochem. I'm allowed to tell other people, come into the house and take the food for yourself. I will see in the Gemara why. And Pashigaret, because food, when you save it, you're allowed to eat. Like you're allowed to save the Muslim Gilma Sudas that you'll eat the Shabbos. So it's roi for you. Mashenka and the clothing, but some that don't fit you. So if you're going to help me carry out the clothing, the storm of the clothing will be for me. So it's only called, I'm allowed to tell you, come and help me carry out my clothing. So as many people as you want to go into your house and wear the clothing and take it outside. But they're only mat the clothing, wearing them outside, they weren't mat you to carry it in your hands, the clothing outside. I'll think Zayr, because if you be Isaac too much in carrying out things from your house outside, you start shafting. What do I got to carry everything outside for them? Let me put the fire out. And it's not. It's also put the fire out. Avad is providing only, there's no pikuach nefesh. Now, to be a shalaf from pikuach nefesh, Avad, you're allowed to put the fire out in Shabbos. So, b'zman as them, they have to be a chochem. In Rov Pomim, there'll be a fire in the house, b'zman as them, Avad, you're allowed to put the fire out on Shabbos. Especially if you live among people, you have neighbors, Azor, you can never tell who's in the house, who's not in the house. About it, the suffer comes to Pekuach Nefesh, about it, the mutter to put out the fire. As we're only talking here, where there's no suffer to Pekuach Nefesh. You have your garage that's on fire, you have a place that nobody's near there, nobody's in there right now. So then, just time to save your money, you're not allowed to put the fire out. Now the Eitz is only to save what you need. Either food is only mutter, Muslim Gimel Sudis, and the clothing that, I'll be you wearing it, that's the hecker, you carry out as much as you want. So the Mor Akasha, Ivatoni Lereisha Gimel Sudas Sulai. The first Mishnah said, if you have the fire on Shabbos in your house, you can only carry out Gimel Sudas. How come here the Mishnah says in one side carry out 100 kikrois, which is more than 3 Sudas? And the Gemara, Amr Avun Akasha, Kan Bebo Lahatzil, Kan Bebo Lekat Likvo. Lahatzil means it's all already in one basket. Like you have it in one basket, then it's one turkey, you can take out as much as you want. Bola Kapo means it's not in one basket. You have to go around your house collecting the food. When you're going to collect food, you only can collect the mozzah and 3 sudis. That's all the matiyum monat. Trashu bola hatzel. Shitzel the salecha. You're saving it in one basket. Kiriktoni al Mishnah says, sal mole kikris. You have a basket full of bread. V'yeinai terech el lahatzilon mitechad lekev avasachas. You're saving all 100 loaves in one shot, in one basket. Matzo ko mashu b'sal. Then you can save as much as is in the basket. Dochod zimnu. Mali purta, mali tuba. Might not mean it's full or not full. It's one tircha. It's mutter. Mashenk in the first mishnah before talking about bolak lik lekapil means sloyim harbi. You want to collect a lot of small baskets. Zeim zeil litroyach loisvam to gather them together. For last lohitzi mozin gimel sudis. So you'll take out a little bit this, then come back in again, take out more. Then there were only matzah. You take out mozin gimel sudis. Who the yochel hatzul besloyim harbi besuloy. There you have to have a lot of tircha, so the only matyu the tircha are much as for gimel sudis munat. Right, for the marshal now, bola hat, kalim bola kapia, and bola hat still matzil as kulim. If you're doing it in one shot, one basket, you can take out 100 loaves of bread. Bola kapil, if you want to just collect, then ain't a makapil elamoz and gimel sudis. Then you're only allowed to collect enough food that you need for this Shabbos, for your 3 sudis you need on Shabbos and munat. Rabba Bazavdi Omar Abidi. Omarav. It's not the name of Rav. Idi Vidi Babola Kapil. No, both our Mishnah and the Mishnah before is talking about you're coming to collect. The Boloi Kasha. Kan Li Yoisa Chotzer, Kan Li Chotzer Cheres. As if you're carrying out the one Chotzer, the Chotzer right in front of you, that's mut as much as you want. The Kan Li Chotzer Cheres for another Chotzer, that's only mutter, Mosin Gimel Sudis, and not more. I don't think we pass like this. But Boy Rafuna Bread of Yeshua. Pirish talisoi. Let's say you spread out your talis in the house, or else you have one big basket. The kipo v'niach, the kipo v'niach. Now you go around your house collecting a lot of food and putting it into this one talis, and then you're going to carry out the talis in one shot. Is that mutter or not? Hey, the Mishnah is talking about where you have already one basket full of bread. So then, shit, you carry out the whole basket. Now we're talking about you have like a big empty basket in the house. and you want to go around the whole house putting stuff into the basket, and then you'll take it all out of one shot. Is that mutter osur? How is that doimitu? My. Kibol ahatzil domi. Is that considered like you're taking it out in one shot? So it should be mutter. Or kibol akapal domi. No, still there's tircha. You have to go around the house collecting first. So maybe that's osur. So Drashi Pirish Talisa Vikibov Aniach. Hevi Oichlim Veniach. You brought Oichlim and put it down. Vichozav Hevi Veniach Mahal. And now, Kivola Hatsudami, Hail Vienkan El Kli Echod. You're only carrying it out the mice in one Kli, in one big talus. Over Pamachasum Matsim. You carry out this whole big talus in one shot. So that's it, start to say it's Mutter. Oi, no. Kibola Kapodomi, Hail Viturich La Asaif Ulichnois. You have to first go around the whole house and collect all the food all over and put it into one basket. So that's also Rabbon and Warm Matthew to make this tircha. We're afraid maybe you come to put out the fire on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara, Midakama Rava, since Rava said, Ata Rav Shizbi L'Rav Chizdom, that Rav Shizbi, made Rav Chizda make a mistake. He's Ata Rav Shizbi L'Rav Chizda. Rav Shizbi was Atim, he made him make a mistake, made Rav Chizda make a mistake. For Dorash, and because of that mistake, he made a Dorashin, Ubavad Shalo Yovi Kli, Shumachzik Yoise Megimul Sudis. You're not allowed to carry out of your house a Kli that has more than Gimul Sudis. So Drashi is, Ata Rav Shizbi L'Rav Chizda. At Shedorash Tofona V'Hoyda Loi Rav Chizda. He dashed first Rav Shizbi, and Rav Chizda was masking to him. The Yahoo Maspis is going on the Mishnah before, they're mainly Yale. Nishpura Lechovis Bresh Gagli. In the case where you had your barrel of wine broke on top of your gag. That was the Mishnah we had before. You had a barrel of wine on top of the gag on Shabbos, and it broke. So what's the locha? Maybe Kli or Maniach Tachter. You'll have to bring one Kli and leave it underneath this broken barrel that the wine should fall right into it. For Dorosh Rashizbi, Rashizbi, Sevet Rosha there, the Rav Chizbi, in front of Rav Chizbi, Ubavachla Yitin Kli, Amachzik Yosef Mishalasudis. You can't put there a big kli that this kli will collect more wine than you need for three sudas. That's awesome. And v'hoidelar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda first was masking, said you said the right halacha. Now, omidiyoma Rava Atei, since Rava was chaylik, and Rava said no, you made a mistake. Like Rav Shizvi made Rav Chizda to be masking to the mistake. But it's a mistake. So Shema Mini Avaraya Tusi, he made a mistake. Tiafilu Machzik Sudas Harbi, even if we'd put one barrel to collect the wine that's falling out of the broken barrel, even if this new barrel is a big barrel, Afilu Machzik Sudas Harbi, even if you put a big barrel there now that could collect 100 sudas worth of wine, still it's mutter. Why? Kivon Dechad Monhu, since it's one kli that you're collecting the wine and you carry it out in one shot, Rav holds it's mutter. Now, what's the tushtal to us? This is doima to collecting a lot of food in the house and putting it together into one kli. Because when the wine drips down from the broken barrel of wine, it drips out drip by drip. So it's doima as if one drop of wine is coming in, then another drop, then another drop. So that's doima to you have to go around collecting food from the house and putting it into one barrel. And still Rav holds the smutter. Rav holds no matter how big the bottom barrel is, even if I collect 100 sudas worth of wine, still it's smutter. Even though Matkili had to wait until the wine falls in one drop yet another drop. So that's the raya, that if you collect a lot of food in the house, abi you put it into one big basket, one big talus, and carry it out in one shot, or blight mutter. So tomorrow Shema Mina, Kabola Hatzel Domi Beshapa Domi. That abi you put it all into one basket, and carry out one at one time, it's mutter. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, the Rav, my Tusa. What was his mistake? Trashi minola chod Tusa hu biyodi. How do you know he made a mistake? Maybe that's takad alochem. Oh, Malay Diktoni, because it says before, obavach lo yovi kli achar v'yikloit. We had there when your barrel of wine broke on top of the roof. So it says that you're allowed to put one barrel underneath this barrel to collect the wine, but you can't go fetch a second barrel. And yikloit means when the wine starts dripping off the roof, you want to collect, like put the second barrel on the floor and collect the drips that are dripping down in the air, that's usur. Who are then kliach v'tzarev? You can't look for another keli and put it at the edge of the roof, so when the wine falls off the roof, it will fall straight into your barrel. That's usur. So it's a diyak, kliachar hudoloi. It's only usur to fetch a second barrel. Avobuhu, But this first barrel that you're allowed to put underneath the broken barrel, that it doesn't say any tanoim. No matter how big you want that first barrel to be, to put right underneath the broken barrel, that's mutter. So that was Rav's raya that we passed in, that if you, even though you have to collect a lot of food throughout the house, but if you put it into one barrel, into one keli, it's mutter. Right, the Mishnah says the eagle shall devel it. That's also mutter. It's a big cake full of dates, still a fig, still it's mutter. So Gemara cheshben maya virite. So Mishnah says if you're a chochim though, so the balabas could also tell somebody else, come into my house and save also food. So that person also has a heter to save Muslim gimel sudis. But if the guy's a chochim, he could tell the balabas, I want you to pay me after Shabbos. So the Gemara cheshben maya virite mefkera kazochi. Like, what's the tzad to say? You get paid for it. Like, it doesn't belong to the balabas. You're zaychem hefka adarab, but take it home and eat it. Like, the balabas gave you a shus, come into my house now, it's burning down, and take food. So the food in the balabas house is like hefka now. So the balabas told you you could take it, so it's yours. What do you want to get tzad for? Adarab, it's yours. Strashi. Mehefkera. Do hetzilu lochem koma. The balabas said, save it for yourself. Luhu. Letzachayim. So Mishnah should have said a bigger Kiddush. The Mishnah should have said, if you want to be a Chochem, keep all the food. The Balabas said, whoever wants to come into my house and save food, you can keep it. He said, Lochem, you can keep it. So you want to be a Chochem, keep all the food. The Mishnah is telling him, if you want to be a Chosid, you don't want to keep somebody else's food. You want to be a Chosid, so then give back the food. But I call upon him, let him pay you a little bit of money for the work you did. Omar Rova, Chasidi Agwa the Shabbat the Shakli. The guy wants to be a chassid. He's going to ask for tzchar to get paid for work he did on Shabbos. The chura is called Aga Shabbos. You're not supposed to get paid for work he did on Shabbos. El Omar Rova, interessant. Hocha b'yirei Shemayim askinin. The person is not a chassid. He's only Yirei Shemayim. He's Yirei Shemayim. So Yirei Shemayim means you do what the din is. What you're allowed to do, you do. What you're not allowed to do, Yirei Shemayim, you don't do it. A chosid is a pshat is even things that are mutter, I do lufnei mishuras adin. See, a mitzad adin, you're allowed to take this money. Because really, when you collected the food and took it outside, really, really, it's your food. Now you tell the balabas, have to say, I'll give it back to you, but pay me a little bit for it. So that's mutter to do it. So your reichet does it, because there's no isser involved. Mashenk and a chosid won't do it. Because before lufnei mishuras adin, you shouldn't do that either. The drashi, midas chasidus. It's a midas chassidus to give back to balabas all the food and don't take any money. Although the half meaner is he'll give back the food, but he's going to ask for money. For the Gemara Rashi, chassid yagul the Shabbat the shakli b'tzmiya. Im chassidim him, if this person is called a chassid, yesh lem levat them mishlem. They should give up from their own money. B'chol davar sheyesh boi nidnu naveira. Anything nidnu means like the slightest a shaykhis to an aveira. Like, it's not really an avera. A pialoch, you're allowed to take this schar. But the fourth, it looks as if you're taking schar Shabbos. The afagav, the lav schar Shabbos gomru, is no real issue of taking this wages, the schar Shabbos. Sharei lehistno. You didn't make a tenai from the balabos, you have to pay me. And really, really, when you save this food, it's your food right now. So you're allowed to really, after Shabbos, tell the balabos, I'll give you back your food if you pay me a little bit. That's mutter. Of a miyu chosid le mikri. Elim came about the mishloi. A midas achsidis means you do lufnei mishuras adin. Even what you're not mechuyif to, still you do it. Like to be clean from everything. So a chosid here won't take any money at all. So that's the teretz hachid rei shemayim askinim. He's not a chosid, he's only rei shemayim. Hamatzilazdeh, the person that saved his food was Yirei Shemayim who. V'loi chosid levate mishloi. So Yirei Shemayim means he was nizah not to do any averis. He wouldn't do an avera. So that's the din of the Mishnah. It's not called an avera. You're allowed to do this. Because when you're saving the food, since the balabas said, you can save this food and take it home, keep it. So really, it's your food. So after Shabbos, you let him tell the balabas, I'm going to give it back. It's your food. Keep it. Just pay me a little bit for the work I did. That's mutter. What? Pasuk doesn't do that. Pasuk doesn't take any money. He gives back the food to balabas. Says, it's yours. Keep it. Right. He doesn't want to have anor, he doesn't want to keep the food. Even though really he's allowed to keep the food, he doesn't want to keep the food. I work for you, I don't want to go away with nothing. So merely ask him for the pay me up. im hoyo pikim the yade de kai gavna las kha shabso if the guys the pikeh knows the locha that asking the balabos lady when I give you back the food to pay me some money for the work I did that's mutter oisni my cheshbon achra shabbos ask the shabbos you're allowed to make a cheshbon with the balabos and he'll give you the money. Right, the Mishnah says leichin matzilum to where you're allowed to save this food. So it says to only to chotzim revis. But the more ma'ishnachah the toni lachem. The Reshit says by saving the food, the balabos tells the person come in and take the food for yourself. Or ma'ishnachah the toni me. At the end of the Mishnah, by clothing, it says you're allowed to tell somebody else to take the clothing for yourself. Imi, for me, with me. Amri, gabi mizoynis katoni lachem mishum deloy kochazi eli mazin gimusudis manashach. The Baal HaBos only needs Muslim Gimel Sudas on Shabbos. And he took it out already. So any more food, the Pshat is only for you. If you want to eat the food, you can save it. For the clothing, a person can talk into himself, I need clothing. So as much clothing as you take out, I'm still going to use it. I'm going to change every second. I'm going to change my clothing to Shabbos. So the guy still could say as much clothing as you take out, it's all for me because I'm going to use it. Mashenken achila, there's a must, you can only eat mazon gimel sudis. More than that, you're not going to eat the Shabbos. Right, Tana Rabbonin. Loivesh umoitzi upoishit v'choizev loivesh umoitzi upoishit. V'afilu kolo yam kuloi. Diver Reb Meir, say after Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds, you're allowed to go in your house, put on clothing, take it out, go back again, the whole Shabbos keseda. To take out your whole wardrobe, as long as you're wearing it outside. Reb Yaisi yoyma no, shumayinu asa kelim. You're only allowed to carry out 18 kelim, and that's all, no more. These are the 18 kelim, the mal that people wear. Is makutri, Rashi was makutri as the mantle, so you jay your coat, or unkli, that's a beged, rekik, shaleva, shodim, al basarim, a yonder shirt maybe, unkli, or punda, it's a type of a belt, kalba, shalpishti, no, some type of flax they wore, a tata shirt, the cholak, a real shirt, the ampilois, that's a, let's say, what, socks. Yeah, the mafurais, another thing they used to wear. Rashi with latif roshay, mafurais that covered the head. They used to put this on. Or shnei safrikin, Rashi peshulis, no something. Or shnei manolim, two shoes they used to wear. Shnei and pilois, Christ, no another type of socks. No. Or beis pargut, no galishad Rashi. Bloshin ashkenaz, no kini huzin, no some type of clothing. The chogva. What, Knuhuizen? Knihuizen? No, maybe. Knee socks, maybe. The Chogur, Achalukim Befnim, a gartle on the inside, Shebemosnov. The Koiva, Shebroishi, a lot of wear the hat, top of his head. The Suda, Shebetsavaroi. They used to wear a handkerchief around their neck. Not a handkerchief, but called a scarf around the head. Kids said that was a derech for them to wear. This was the begotten. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you only allowed to carry the derech you wear in the middle of the week. That's how you can carry out on Shabbos also. Right. So the mission. We have Shimon ben Anasaimer. Person or shall gedi agabe shade the table migdol. You have a fire in your house on your furniture. You shade the table migdol. It's the closet you have, or the armoire you have, clothes, furniture you have in the house, caught on fire. Now, Shimon ben says you're allowed to take a piece of skin, shogdi. Shogdi, the pshat is that it's lach, it's still wet, the skin. So skin is not going to burn. You're allowed to put it on top of your furniture, that today when the fire comes to the makam of the skin like will put out the fire. Whereas the fire won't make the skin burn, so it may a little smother the fire. So you're not allowed to put the skin on top of the fire gufa, that's called kibud. You're allowed to put the skin on the side, like if the started to burn here, you're a dresser. The fire is here, so you're allowed to put the skin over here. And when the fire gets to the part of the skin, the fire will go out. That's called the gram kibud, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Trashi or shogadi lach, it's a wet piece of skin. So the Mishnah, she'ochaz benesor, nevnei shu mecharech. Because the fire won't burn the skin, only by scorch it. It's not going to burn, and maybe the fire will just go out, so you're saving the rest of the dresser. If you have a fire, you're allowed to make now mechitza in front of the fire, put kelim there. Whether the kelim are full of water, where they're not full of water, you're allowed to put a row of kelim. So when the fire comes to the makom the kelim, the fire will go out, like it won't burn these kelim, and the fire will go out. Bishvil shloi tavrat leki, today to stop the fire from going further. Reb Yosi yomer bekli cheres chadoshim. Reb Yosi oiser bekli cheres chadoshim leyamayim. Reb Yosi answers, you can't put a new earthly kli in front of the fire, like make a mechitza that's full of water. Why? The fish ain't a chodel makabless or. You know, claw, that when the fire comes to these earthly keli, it's going to break the kli. The kli can't take the fire. Vein misbakoyim or mechaven esad leka. Yosi yells, that's not called as a ground, or even if it's a ground kibui, yells, we, you know, vadai, it's going to cause the water, will cause the fire to go out, that's also. As a Yosi even asked, it's a ground kibui. So we don't pass on Yosi. So Drashi, Bein Malayim means Mayim. Even though these kelim are full of water, you're allowed to make a machitza in front of the fire. The fire is here. The fire is coming. You're allowed to, before the fire gets there, make a whole row full of kelim, even though when the fire gets the kelim, it'll put the fire out. So it's mutter. That's called the Gram Kibli. Trashi Shani Mukhil Makabal Kayakor, but Meshikadoshimain. If Yosi yells no, you put this earthly kli, that's a new one, so you know it can't take the heat or bust open. So that's called Kibli, that's awesome. Or Rav Yudom Rav. Talis Shaochaz Boyor Mitzadech. You have your talis, a lot of talis, anything, you have a jacket that caught fire on Shabbos. One side of your jacket is burning. And for Shetz, you want to put it out. What's the Yetzer? Is Noisnin Oleho Mayim Mitzad Acher. You're allowed to put water on the other side of the jacket. V'yim Kovsa Kovsa. And when the fire gets there, if it goes out, that's Mutter. That's why they call the Gram Kibui. You didn't do the Molocha Kibui itself. You only were Gurim the Kibui. So Tzai Zeh Stakashim, the Chulish Shaila here is, how are you allowed to put the water on the beggar on Shabbos? We all, anytime you put water on a beggar, that's the Yetzer Kibus. It's like washing it. The Torah says, Pirush Rashbam, Lav Dafka Talos. Rashbam says, you didn't put the water on the Talos Mamish. To a Kaimlam Perak Dam Chatis, to the Beget Triyosa Zui Kibusai. By clothing, just putting it into water, that's an Issa Kibus. Liel Besai Perak Shemana Shrots in Pirashti. On some Torah says, you put it into dirty water. But then a Klam, it doesn't mean you put the water onto the Beget. No, right near the Beget, you're allowed to put water, then when the fire gets there, it will put out the fire. Because of Kofsa, for the Gemara Meisvei, Talis she'ochse boyor. If you have a talis that caught fire, mitzad echod, poishto yimaschasa bo. The answer is, open up the talis and put it on. Poishto yimaschasa bo. V'yim kofsa kofsa. And by the way, you're opening up, spreading out the talis, the fire goes out, that's mutter. It's a chiddush, that's also called the Gram Kibui. And you're not allowed a mamish take the talis and shake it. That's what Shetzer is putting out the fire directly. You're just allowed to take the talis and just open it up normally, the way you normally open up the talis. So if the fire goes out, it's not considered you did a ma'isa kibui, it's considered you're doing a ma'isa opening up your talis. And it goes out by itself, that's called the gram kibbutz mutter. V'chein sefer terah shachas bayor. You have a sefer terah that caught fire on Shabbos. Poishtoi v'kareya boy. You're allowed to start opening up the sefer terah to start learning from it. V'im kovah kovah. And normal opening up, if that makes it go out, that's mutter, that's called the gram kibui. Is the Gemara, who do you